Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, Shir number 141, Ba'ez Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 141. We're going to talk about something like the elephant in the bedroom, the idea of talking about sex. And we're told generally, you know, it's something that people don't do, but it's something that is crucial and vital to do that the right way in marriage. It's very important to have open communication about everything, including this subject. Most spouses think they're communicating and they assume that their spouses could read their minds. It's a problem in all aspects of marriage. And in reality, it's not happening that way. And it creates a lot of agmas nefesh and miscommunications and inner resentments and friction when there's no direct communication in important areas in life and learning how to do that the right way. And we had many shiurim on that, but we didn't have that many shiurim on how to do this when it comes to their own sexual relationship. 99.9% of the sexual relationship is doing what you're doing or not doing what you're not doing, but it's 0.1% or less that you actually discuss this when it needs to be discussed, or to make things better, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it's important to have open discussions about this. Both men and women believe that the opposite gender, they're not interested in discussing the details of their bedroom behaviors with each other. But what's interesting is you survey them, the same very men and women that seem not interested in discussing details of their bedroom behavior, they would say that open communication about sex is important to them personally, but they rarely do it. They rarely communicate clearly about their likes and dislikes in the bedroom, even though they know it's important. You know, people will often tell people who try counsel about this is to talk about sex with my husband or wife. That doesn't feel natural. And although many people are uncomfortable talking about sex, it could be out of frustration sometimes, could be out of embarrassment sometimes. Sometimes you feel it's einel chikvoidai, it's not proper honor to do that, or sometimes it feels it's not sneistic, or it's not bakovidic, or it's not tervidic, and all of these things. But they really need to, because it is tervidic, as we explained many times. Because sex, the physical intimacy, is one of the most important parts of the marriage relationship. When a couple's sexual relationship is out of balance, it affects the rest of the marriage. And of course, we say the reverse is also true. You can't just hyper-focus on this subject or this aspect and neglect the other aspects of the marriage, but this is equally true. When a couple's sexual relationship is out of balance, it affects the rest of the marriage. And sex will not get better or more satisfying if they don't communicate about it. That's the bottom line. And therefore, the Torah requires us to communicate about it. That's part of doing healthy oina. That's on the husband's obligation, and it's part of the wife's obligations as well, in her own way. So the idea is, again, that although many spouses are uncomfortable talking about it, whether out of frustration or embarrassment or whatever the reasons are, they need to. They need to do it the right way. And the reverse is true. If they talk about it the right way, the correct way, this area will be enhanced, and ultimately the overall marriage will be enhanced as well. What keeps us from talking about these things? Many reasons. Sometimes, again, we acknowledge there was an overexposure of non-Torah-based hashkafas coming from romance novels and movies in the secular world, and therefore it makes sense. We're not going to talk about it because the way it's talked about is terrible. And that's accurate. It is terrible. But the problem is that once we get married in an Erech HaTorah life, we can't find ourselves capable, or we're unable to adequately express our sexual needs to one another. And very often sometimes we really don't want to talk about it because of some of the reasons we described. But sometimes it's not that we don't want to talk about it. We don't know how. We're unsure or fearful. How do you bring these things up? Even though you know it's important to bring it up, how do you bring these things up? And of course, if each one of you, husband or wife, had past or current experiences with pornography and with utilizing sexuality in a negative way, whether man or woman, then it's hard to discuss between each other this topic. Because, again, it really needs to be free of, as much as possible, of the outside influence and channeling it in any other way other between a husband and a wife. So that could complicate things. So when one does everything they can to divest themselves of those negative behaviors, of the previous pornography watching or inappropriate lack of Shmir Seinayim watching, which applies to women as well. So we talk about it in the women's side as well. That has to be really worked through. That will help greatly once to get a couple to talk about it in their own lives. Very often a couple doesn't discuss sex because they're afraid of conflict. They think if I bring this up, we'll get into an argument, or he or she will think I'm an animal or something like that. It's the big elephant in the room. We want to acknowledge it. We really have a need to discuss it, but we tiptoe around it. And we hope that if we don't mention it, everything will be okay. And the truth is, it's all uncomfortable topics that are elephants in the room where we don't want to deal with and communicate it, but we need to learn how to do that. So how do you do that? How does a husband ask his wife for sex? How does a wife communicate her sexual needs and desires to her husband? How do they sit down and actually talk about their sexual relationship? And it's uncomfortable, and they dance around it, and with vague statements. And we talked about on the woman's side, which we will again, that it's not the conflict. Certain things explicit in certain ways, a woman, because of the darkness, shouldn't do, but not to compromise on the clarity of things. And they need to express themselves also properly. So it would be very freeing if you could share a certain language with each other about these aspects that are clear, that are honest, that are forthright. How freeing it would be for a wife to be aware of her sexual urges and to be able to tell her husband those things and expressing interest in a healthy, correct way. And how freeing it would be for a husband to communicate his desire towards her in the right way, in a sensitive way. All properly, api halacha, conveying it in the healthy way, but in a way that the message is clear to one another. Where they talked to each other privately, we didn't have a chance to physically connect for a while, or cuddle, or do things for a few days. Would we be able to do that tonight? You have open-ended invitations about this, not in a demanding way. And she may respond, I accept it and looking forward to it. And sometimes today's crazy, I'm exhausted. It's not about you, but I'm drained and maybe tomorrow would be better. And that's the thing you have to work with each other about, because men are very sensitive to the no of a wife as a rejection, but it's clear. And we could train both husband and wife together that it's not about yes or no. But she's clear about the yes and no. And she does it in a way where it's openness, not rejection. A wife has the ability to even make a no, not as a rejection, but as an open-ended invitation for tomorrow or the next day. So when she says no, she needs to give a reason and assure her husband that nothing's wrong with him. When he says no, for whatever reason, he's exhausted and tired and the wife is really looking forward to it, and he has to say no for whatever reason, also he has to express it in a way, in an open way, that it's not perceived as a rejection by her. The not today is not a no, as long as the not today is not Stam pushing it off. But clear and honest communication eliminates this second guessing. And you could be free of follow-up questions. In other words, no one should ever say no, period. Do you want to have sex tonight? You want to be together tonight? However you convey those things, no one should ever say no. Even if the answer is no for tonight, they should not just say no, point blank, finished. The idea should be not now. I would love to, but I need the right mode. If not now, when? Then tomorrow. But not like we learn, you know, Lahavdal Elef Avdalis, you know, when Yehuda, when there was anticipation that he would give over Shelah to Tamar, the third son, after Ervainan died. And Yehuda said, well, wait, wait till he gets older. And Rashi says, Doichai B'Takash, like basically Yehuda had no intention to give Shelah over to Tamar. Whatever the halachic things was, a katlanis, we're not going to get into halachic aspects of it, of what, and Tamar sensed that, and therefore she did what she did because of her nevuah and so on and so forth. But that's not when you, when a husband or wife, either one, says no, they should not say no. They should say not now, but I'm just wiped today, tomorrow will be good. But the tomorrow or the whenever it would be good is not just a push off and with no intention of following up. You follow up and you are more rested the next day and you're more attuned the next day and you keep what you promised. So a delay is not a no. And it's accepted as an acceptance and not as a rejection. That's very important on both sides. You need to talk about it until it feels natural. We're not talking chalila of nivul peh, of explicit things that shouldn't be explicit. It needs to be in a certain vocabulary, but it has to be clear. And so on and so forth. Sometimes there's miscommunications where one or the both of them want to have some, again, let's assume the kids are away and you two are alone in the house. Okay? And a husband wants to, I guess I'll be graphic in this particular case, okay? You know, it's in the evening, early evening, and we're talking about, again, when people are, it's not a lack of sneers that there's no one else in the house now, and so there's no risk of being seen. And a husband may want to, while the wife is washing dishes, go to her, fondle her breasts while she's doing dishes to show that he really wants it. But they need to talk openly about these things. Is it okay with your wife? Is she comfortable with it? Not comfortable with it? When yes, when no? If she's not, then it's all off limits or it's not normal for her. You know, you'll take it as an insult when she reacts angrily or shocked, right? The other way around too, she may want these things and not acknowledge that she does. Or you may think it's, I'm a Bakava Dika Mensch, I'm an Erlich Yid, I'm not doing these things, but she may want to do these things. She may want this, or she may not. But the bottom line is there needs to be an open conversation about these type of things, which is uncomfortable to broach. But once it happens, it really gives it a clarity and there's an understanding here with it. So you have to figure out what are the clear ways of discussing those needs to have sex. How do you do that? How do you interpret, you know, your kids are already sleeping or they're out of the house and you could get to bed early and each one of them hints to each other or tells each other, you know, it's early night. Let's, you know, let's hang around and have fun here and so on. You know, and all these things are very, very important to communicate with one another. And we say this many times, by the way, and I say it again, and this may sound strange to people, but the idea of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'siyata d'shmaya b'chol derechecha da'eyu in all your ways know him, it's with everything, including the sexual aspects between a husband and a wife. You ask Hashem for guidance. You talk to Hashem about it, like everything else in your life. This is a sub. There's no subject that is closed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of life like all other parts of life. Can't make believe it doesn't exist because it's uncomfortable. And if it's an issue and something that with open communication can enhance and make Shalom Bayis better, it needs to be discussed, it needs to be addressed. And you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata D'Shmaya if you're having trouble bringing this up to help you bring it up in a more healthy way, in a kosher way, in a good way, so that you can enhance Shalom Bayis and you should enhance the relationship. And of course the Kavana is not just the sexual, but to ultimately get to the emotional and the intellectual and all of those things. But the sexual cannot be ignored. It needs to be addressed. It's very, very important. So with the communication of it, one needs a lot of siyata d'shmaya, but it's very important to bring it up, bring it in the open, have an open, honest communication about with each other regarding this parsha, this subject, to enhance Shalom Bayis and enhance their intimate relationship, which ultimately will spread out to make the rest of the areas in marriage a lot better overall. Bracha v'atzlacha.